Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Toby.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls here in hour number three, starting things out with Pam in Montana. Ladies
Hello.
First, listening on KGEZ. Hi, Pam.
Hello. How are you guys today?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
Super.
And you know I'm, anyway, but do you guys not really totally understand the Constitution?
What? I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, okay, you know, you just said you didn't sign the contract.
That's correct.
Okay, I understand that, but the Constitution is probably the most document that gives us the most freedoms
of any document that's
ever been created.
Hold on a second. Documents cannot, by their nature, give you freedoms. How is it that a bunch of men sitting around in a room writing words down on paper can grant you, another person, a woman, freedoms? How can that be possible? Constitutions don't give freedoms. What the Constitution does is it outlines the freedoms that the government is to respect. The government is not to violate those freedoms. That's what the purpose of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution
is. And the Constitution is. So, I mean, what does the Constitution stand for? What is the government supposed to do as the Constitution? There's only a few things that they're supposed to be doing.
That's correct.
They are not supposed to be paying all this darn money they're paying out everywhere else on anything. And it's kind of like people in America have gotten so used to being rewarded for being either poor or being whatever, but they should start taking care of themselves. And
absolutely.
I get really tired of everybody going to get government help for everything. The government's going to take care of me. Excuse me? The government is not supposed to take care of you.
Nope.
You are supposed to take care of yourself. So the government has overstepped its bounds by leaps and bounds for the last, 100 years?
More than that. All the way back to the Civil War and before that.
Well, the Civil War I could go into a lot of things, but what does the Constitution say in the beginning? It's we the people of the United States, in order mm-hmm. to form a more perfect union, establish justice. There's so many things that the Constitution, if you just look at it at a... when was the last time you read it?
I read the Good to Be King by Michael Badnarik, which is basically a book that sort of dissects the Constitution. It essentially has the Constitution in it, and it goes into detail on what each section is all about and the intentions behind it. So it's probably been a couple years.
Well, yeah, and it is a good document, whatever you want to say. I know you and I did not sign this document, but I think as a people of the United States that we should make our government enforce this document. I mean, I'm getting really, you know,
How do you propose to do that?
Honey, we have the power. And I don't understand why people aren't more awake, more aware of what is going on. Start reading things. I mean, you listen to Genesis Network. You listen to Jack Blood.
I don't listen to those shows. Sorry.
Well, excuse me. There's so many good things that they both have brought out that the people of America should understand what's going on. And I was so mad at you guys coming home about 2 months ago when you were talking about illegal immigration.
Oh, yeah?
That's illegal. It's not immigrants. Yes, my parents... three generations back, immigrated to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The problem is, if they don't close our borders, protect us, how are they going to do this?
Where in the Constitution does it say to do that?
What?
Where in the Constitution does it say to do that? You're coming out here saying we need to
do what the
Constitution says.
In the Constitution, it says to protect our borders.
No, I don't think it does.
Article 4, Section 4.
I don't think
Article
so.
Article 4, Section 4.
You know what? That doesn't necessarily mean that we should be keeping people out of the country. Protect them from invading forces.
We should not keep people out of the country, but they should come in here illegally, not illegally. What about all these people who came into this country legally, who are waiting on a list?
Legal schmeagle. I mean, legal just means there are a bunch of laws out there that people have to jump through hoops. I mean, do you have any conceptualization as to what the legal process is like to become a legal immigrant? Do you have any idea?
Yes, I do. I have many friends who've gone through the legal system. I have a German friend who's gone through the legal system.
Tell me about it,
then. I have Mexican friends who've gone through the legal system. Now, the problem is, okay, why should you and I pay for their hospital?
We shouldn't.
Their babies?
We shouldn't. Welfare needs to go away.
Oh, welfare should be damn gone.
Right. So then we wouldn't be paying for their hospitals, and we wouldn't be paying for their babies and all of that. So if there were no welfare, then what's your issue with immigration at that point?
Excuse me, immigration should be a legal immigration thing. Why do you think
why should people have to jump through bureaucratic hurdles to come to a free country?
Excuse me, if you want to go to England, do you have to go through a legal process?
I don't want my country to be like England. We got away from England. We fought a war to get away from England. I don't want to be like England. Do you?
Heavens no.
Okay, then. So that's not a very good example. Next one.
Okay, that's why we left England, to be a free state. But that doesn't mean we allow every person from every darn country to come in.
So why not? Only some of us can be free, but so if we're already here, some of us can be free, but everybody else, oh well, they shouldn't be able to come here and try to be free?
No, we should not allow everybody to come in here, take the system, and use it for their own purpose.
What system?
Well, the government.
The welfare system.
You mean welfare?
Welfare? Hospitals? Look at
that. Okay, slow down a second here, Pam. When you bring up hospitals, you're talking about government laws that mandate that hospitals give treatment to everybody that walks through the doors. That's essentially a welfare program.
Excuse me, they will not give me treatment. I will have to pay for this.
Pam, if you walk into a hospital, you'll get treatment, and they'll send you a bill.
Since you're
an up-and-up person, you'll probably pay for it, but the fact is they have to give treatment to everyone by law, and that's what you're objecting to, right?
I'm objecting to it because I will lose my house and everything, but yet an illegal immigrant, I don't care what country you're from, Mexico, Ireland, I don't care. The thing is, they come into our country, they can get free medical. Myself, who's been an American citizen for 55 years, I can't do this. I'll lose my home.
Right. I thought we've already touched on this, Pam. We already said we're in agreement here. We on Free Talk Live are for the abolition of all welfare, all government welfare. Any sort of anything that people need help with should be given on a private, voluntary, charitable basis. You agree with that, right?
Kind of. I'm just saying that.
When you say kind of, what part do you disagree with? Do you support government welfare?
No.
Okay, so then you agree that we should abolish government welfare. Now,
I think we should abolish government welfare.
If government welfare were abolished tomorrow, what then would be your objection to immigration?
I'm not opposed to immigration. I think immigration is fine.
What would your objection? Okay, great. I'm glad you think immigration is fine. So then if we're going to abolish welfare entirely, let's also abolish the immigration department. That way people can just come here as they choose. How does that sound?
Excuse me, no. You can't just have the open boards. Okay, what do we have? What is this called? Our Homeland Security.
Uh-huh.
Okay, with all this crap coming in, they're all worried about Al-Qaeda or whatever coming in here and screwing things up. Excuse me, you don't...
Are you worried about Al-Qaeda, or is it the government that's worried about Al-Qaeda?
Oh, the government is. I'm not.
Okay, so then, again, if we're abolishing... Since we're abolishing bureaucracies here, we'll abolish the Homeland Security bureaucracy as well, because we sure as hell don't need that crap. And so we're getting rid of the immigration bureaucracy. We're getting rid of welfare. What, at this point, is your objection to people crossing borders freely?
Oh, I think it's horrible to cross borders freely.
Why?
Because you come in here legally.
We just abolished the immigration bureaucracy, Pam.
Huh?
We're in a theoretical little world here now, and we've abolished the immigration bureaucracy, meaning that everyone that comes here is legal by the fact that they set foot in America. What's wrong with that?
Okay, now, if you come into America, you have to take an oath to America.
Why?
I never took this oath.
I mean, why haven't we taken the oath?
I don't know. I never did take the oath.
Okay, so wouldn't that make you illegal? Would that make you illegal, Pam? Aren't we all illegals if we didn't take the oath?
Well, if I'm coming from another country, I would have to take the oath to America. I have never sworn the oath to America.
Are you sure it's an oath to America, or is it an oath to the United States government? I bet you it's an oath to the United States government. In fact, Pam, I find this fascinating, and if you'll hang on, I'd love to keep you on and talk a little bit more about this, because this is an important issue. Will you hold on?
Sure.
Hang on, Pam. 800-259-9231. We're talking about a world in which there is no government welfare. That's the major objection for the anti-immigration crowd. They don't want the immigrants to get welfare. All right, let's get rid of welfare for everybody. So then what's the issue? That's what I want to find out. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, May 29, 2007. Gold, 660.28 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for 682.28, 336.65 for half, or 168.33 for quarter ounce. That's 682.28, 336.70, and 168.33. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for O'Carcy's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Toby.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, including updates.
Yeah,
just get signed up. Oh, cigarette, cigar, cigarette, put whoever that is, put them on hold. Anyway, freetalklive.com. You get signed up for the updates. Updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed right here in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets. KeepYourAssets.net. As we go back to Pam in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Now, Pam, welcome back. I appreciate you sticking with us here. Because this is really, it's really an important issue, immigration. It's an issue that a lot of Americans are very emotional about, and it's an issue that when we go through the steps that anybody should be, any freedom, liberty-loving American should be able to be converted from their anti-immigration position or their so-called anti-illegal immigration position to a pro-freedom, cross-borders freely position. And I want to try to walk you through the steps and see how far you'll go with me on this. Are you with me, Pam?
Oh, you go for it. I'm Pam's husband. I'm jumping into this fray.
Is Pam still on the line? Because I really
no,
like
she's
Pam.
She's not. She's listening. But I'm going to jump in there and do your best shot.
All right. Have you been drinking tonight?
A lot about
it. What's your name, Pam's husband?
I'm John.
All right. John in Montana.
I'm the only affiliate you have in Montana. So your voice is the only voice that's going on here in Montana. And yes,
wait, is this the owner of the station?
I worked 14 hours today trying to fight for freedom. And you
hold
know,
on a second.
Genesis,
is this John Stokes?
And you and this and Alex Jones, for Christ's sakes, I've been doing this for 14 hours before I even talked to you.
So all right, we actually have the owner
shot.
Of the station on the line with us here. Hey, John, by the way, we love that you have Free Talk Live.
I know you love me. Give me your best shot.
All right, let's do it now. All right, we've already established with Pam earlier that okay, we can't let you, even though you're a station owner, you should know these things. Normally would hang up on you for that, but I'm giving you a pass because you own the station. Now, so we'd already established with Pam, now we're in a theoretical thought experiment here. In a welfare state, you would agree with me, John, that in a welfare state, immigration is a dangerous thing because it increases the demand on the welfare functions of the state. There are more people coming in demanding welfare, meaning welfare needs to get bigger, the bureaucracy expands, and then we all suffer. Our freedoms suffer as a result. Would you agree with that?
Well, and so why are you in favor of this?
Okay. I am in favor of...
I'm asking you, why are you in favor of the expansion of the welfare state?
I am not. I'm for the abolition of the welfare state. I'm just establishing a solid common ground of agreement between us here, John. We agree that the welfare state is awful. It needs to go away entirely. Wouldn't you agree with that? John?
Yes?
Would you agree with that?
I agree with you to the point that it's totally bizarre.
What's totally bizarre?
The welfare state.
Well, I mean, it's when you say it's bizarre, what do you mean? John, can we have Pam back?
You want to have Pam back?
Please. I mean, it's better radio with Pam on. You should have me on your show when you get a chance. Is
you
Pam
know,
there?
Why do you think America should be fostering the welfare state for Mexicans, Americans, anybody?
It shouldn't
be. There's no such thing as socialism.
The welfare state should be abolished entirely. And,
we agree.
Right, exactly. So now that we agree with that, let's move to the next point, and that is that in a truly free country, which we don't have today, but we'd like to have, in a truly free country, immigration is a boon to the economy. Immigration is a good thing. We want people to come here with the Statue of Liberty holding her lamp up for the downtrodden, the unwashed masses.
You're so stupid about that. You know, do you think 45 billion goddamn Chinese should come here?
Well, first of all, it'd be pretty difficult for that many Chinese people to come here. But I got to say, I love American Chinese food. I just had some of it last night. It's very tasty. I enjoy some of the products and services that they bring here. And if they want to pursue a life of freedom and liberty, who am I to tell them no?
Pursue it in your own country. Don't pursue it in our country.
I would love to.
It's not my country.
I think it'd be great if people would be inspired by liberty and pursue that in their own countries. However, if we don't have a shining beacon of liberty to show the rest of the world here in America, then that'll never happen in the rest of the countries around the world. So we need to have the freest.
What is a shining beacon of liberty? What are we showing them? The new Federal Reserve, the new world order. You know, come and join our side. And be a slave to the freaking, you know, fiat currency? Are you crazy?
No, John, you know we agree on these issues. I want to get rid of fiat currency. I want to abolish the Federal Reserve. I don't like those things. I don't like them any more than you do. I want to get the government. I'd like the federal government to go away entirely, as a matter of fact. I have no use for it.
Why should we have everybody in the world who wants to come here to come here?
Because that's what freedom's all about, John. See, here's the trick. The catch-22 freedom.
No. Here's the thing back to you. Do we want 4 billion people, 3 billion people to come here because you and I and Free Talk Live want to be free?
Logistically,
yeah, of course we do.
Logistically, that's not even possible, and you know it. You know that that many people can't possibly come here. But even if they were, even if that amount of people were to come here over 100 or 200 years or something like that, then the marketplace would scale up, and it would provide the necessary resources to have those people in this land. I mean, you live in Montana, John. You know the open spaces that are in this country. There's a lot of open space. Only 97%, I think 96 or 97% of this country is completely unurbanized. It's just wide open space, ready to be developed. And so if people in search of freedom want to come here, then they should be able to. And what I was going to say was the catch-22 to freedom is
Wait, hold on, John, I want to get this out there,
and then I'll let you respond. The catch-22 to freedom is that you must grant as much freedom to everyone else as you want for yourself. So if you truly want to be a free man, then you must allow everyone else to be as free as you would like to be.
I am free as an American. Why is the Southwest being taken over?
Is the Southwest being taken over? I don't know what you mean by that.
Hello? I mean, it's like the invasion has begun. Section 4, Article 4 of the United States Constitution says stop the invasion. We protect every state from invasion.
Okay.
We're being invaded.
Well, first of all, it's not a military force.
There are 50 million illegals in this country. 50 million. Now,
right.
What do we do with them?
And all those people are out there working. They're not 50 million people on welfare. Yes. Those people are out there in fields. They're working hard. They're bringing fruit to the table. They're picking watermelons. They're picking fruit off the trees, and they're bringing them to the grocery store so you and I can buy them for pennies on the dollar. It's not a bad thing that immigrants are coming here. And the real issue and the real threat here, John, is from the government. The government's the threat to your freedom, not some Mexican guy that wants to make a better life for himself. Let's focus on the real issue, and is the size and the strength.
I'm focusing on the real issue. Why do we care if they're picking fruit or doing what you want to have done in New Hampshire? Why do we care in Montana what's going on in New Hampshire? I don't
exactly
care.
That is exactly why we need to abolish the federal government. That way Montana can set its own rules, New Hampshire can set its own rules. You guys could close off the border to Montana if you wanted to, and I could open up the border here in New Hampshire, and we could all have what we want. And John, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I hope you'll have me on your show sometime, and we'll discuss this. Maybe after you haven't been drinking all night. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15.
5091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Toby.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. So head over and see what that's all about at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones right away here and talk to Brad in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brad. Brad in Wisconsin? Brad going once? Do we have Brad? Brad going twice? He's here.
Just a quick comment.
Yes.
On the immigration issue.
Indeed, sir.
I was listening to Dan Carlin the other day. I hate to give a plug for him, or maybe I should. I don't know.
That's all right. He's a former advertiser. We like Dan.
He had something good to say about the immigration thing.
Okay.
And he likes to look at history, and he said that it's just a natural thing that's occurring right now with the immigration from Mexico. America became white real quickly as you look back through time.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's, becoming Mexican, more integrated, is really just a natural occurrence of events.
Sure.
And I don't think anybody should really be upset or worried about it. It's just
I totally understand why people are upset. They see it as plunder. They see it as people coming in and mooching off of the welfare state. And that, of course, is obviously not fair. Of course, the welfare state's existence isn't fair and it's not right, certainly in a so-called free society. But people get distracted by the emotionalism that results in. They get distracted and they get upset and they don't really realize that this is not an issue
This is an issue about the size of government. This is an issue about the ability for interest groups to control the state and use the state to do whatever it is that they want the state to do. That's what this is about. It's not about the freedom to cross borders.
Right, and I think that's a very important point that you keep bringing up, and we should keep bringing that up, is, you know, the welfare state should go away, and then we wouldn't have to worry about the reasons they're here. They're here to work, you know, do the work and to become part of the society. I think one of the other things you brought up was maybe the fact that they might, like, not be respecting our society as much as we would like them to, and maybe that's an issue as well. I'm not really sure.
I'm not really sure what that even means, respecting our society. I mean, what's that mean? You mean culture?
Our culture, I guess.
What is our culture? What is the American culture? If you could define the American culture, shouldn't it be defined as a culture of freedom, a culture of liberty, wherein each individual can make his own life for himself as long as he's not harming others? I mean, otherwise, what sort of common ties do we really have? For instance, I, as an atheist, don't have the same culture as, say, a church-going Christian would have necessarily. I, as a meat eater, don't have the same culture as a vegetarian would necessarily. So, really, what else is the common thread amongst Americans?
Yeah, I think maybe the language is a barrier, because I know that a lot of times, you know, you see Spanish people speaking Spanish all the time, and maybe that's an issue with a lot of people.
And it was also an issue, 100 or so years ago, or 200 years ago, when people hated the Polacks, and when people hated the Italians, and when people hated the Chinese for coming here and, you know, and speaking their language. But as it turns out, by the second generation, immigrants are fluent in English. In many cases, they can't even speak their native language. It's just a fact that people that come here, they do assimilate the language on a voluntary basis, and they don't need laws telling them what to do. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mac in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Mac.
Yeah, first off, let's just make a shout-out for John and his station and his family. What they do around this community, I got to say, is awesome.
Well, I like John, and I love KGEZ, and I'm glad we're on board over there. What's on your mind tonight, Mac?
Well, I was just going to try to bring up a couple points, you know, that maybe some people don't get. For instance, that 95% of all murder warrants in California are after illegal immigrants. Maybe that only 2% of the produce picked in the fields are picked by illegal immigrants. Maybe that we should think about
2% of fruit harvesters are illegal immigrants? That seems pretty low.
Only 2%.
I'm curious as to where you're getting these statistics from.
Why don't you check out notinmyname.org, and that is a legal immigrants website. It's a people that came here legally that want everybody to go through the same troubles that they went through, which is fair.
Well, no. That's like, you know, and I understand where that's coming from. That's sort of like Stockholm Syndrome, where, you know, the people that are captured by terrorists, they sort of become, they get friendly towards the terrorists. They can identify with the terrorists. So in this case,
Mexico,
it's people that have been abused. They've been abused
Mexico.
By the state. They've had to jump through all these hoops and fill out all these forms and pay all these fines. So they want everyone else to do that, too. It's understandable.
You can talk over me all you want, but in Mexico, The society of Mexico is about corruption. Now,
society is about corruption, or the government is corrupt?
Well, society has learned that if you want to get down the road in Mexico, you got to pay off and you got to pay bribes.
That's what we do in America. We pay bribes in America. What do you think licensing fees are?
But what I'm saying is it's going to be even worse when you legalize 50 million illegal immigrants and that get to bring in 10 to 11 of their own family members.
What's going to be worse? Exactly.
It will be worse.
What will? Corruption?
Yes.
The government is corrupt already, so you're saying that the government will become more corrupt?
The point is the government is using these masses to take more and more freedoms from us. It's an absolute plan to let them in here to water down the society, to water down the vote, to water down any chance of changing anything, because then they'll have the masses that are used to living in that corrupt society, that is used to the drugs and the kickbacks and the bad military and the bad cops, even more so than it is here.
Okay, so you do agree that the American government is also corrupt?
Oh, duh, you know.
Okay, so you're using sort of immigrants as your scapegoat for the government, getting larger. The fact is, the government's going to use whatever excuse it can to increase its size. So whether it's immigration or just the fact that government always gets bigger, that's what government does. It gets bigger and more oppressive, and it'll use whatever excuse it wants.
Well, the government is actually using the immigration thing to make things even more more troublesome for the people that believe in freedom.
I agree. In fact, you guys are being manipulated, Mac. If you believe in freedom, then how are you going to feel when some of this immigration legislation gets passed? Are you a business owner?
No, I'm just a heavy equipment mechanic, welder, firefighter.
Did you know that one of the proposals that's on the table is to mandate that every business owner in America run every potential employee through a federal immigration database, through a federal check, to where if you go and get a job, they run your name through a federal database?
I do know this, and I have been off the grid since 97.
Mm-hmm.
So I have refused everything. I live a total cash life. I will not, do what the government tells me to do.
I appreciate that. I really have a lot of respect for somebody that lives off the grid. It's something that takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of time and money, and I have a lot of respect for that, Mac. But do you understand how that's going to affect business owners in America, those who can't live off the grid, those who are inevitably, part of the system? They'll have to check every employee with the federal government. That doesn't sound like freedom to me. We already have internal checkpoints in this country.
That's their excuse. That is the immigration thing is their excuse to bring that in now, isn't it?
Right. The war against immigration is the excuse to bring that in, Mac. They're using immigrants as the excuse to increase the size of the police state, with the American people cheering them on. People like you, Mac.
American people are not cheering that part of this on.
But
they
that's what you're going to get when you ask the government to crack down. They're going to crack down on all of our freedoms in the name of stopping illegal immigration. And it's tragic. Mac, call us back sometime. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling. How to conceal your stash.
And I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide tax relief is here and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call, because the phones are pretty loaded. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Toby.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support us, then you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 380 of our listeners have decided to do. For as little as $3 a month, it'll help spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Plus, you get some perks, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, forum, and chat room. All of the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Great way to help the show get the message of freedom out there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about immigration throughout most of the entire hour with a variety of different callers, and I just wanted to recap one important thought. And I don't know if we were I don't know if I was communicating this to Mac effectively enough towards the end of his call. We were talking about how those who are in support of legal immigration, they are anti-illegal immigration, they want to crack down mm-hmm. on so-called illegal immigrants. They are also people, like Mac, who would describe themselves as small government people.
Exactly.
They're people who believe in freedom. But on this one issue, they support government intervention. It's like they don't support government in all sorts of other areas, but this one issue, they think that government's going to help get them what they want, and that is to exclude so-called illegal immigrants from America. And it's a fool's errand, because you can't get government to deliver to you what you want. The only way you're going to be able to stop people from wanting to come here and from coming here so-called illegally is to crack down so hard with the police state that people won't want to come here anymore.
You right. probably don't see too many people wanting to immigrate to North Korea.
Exactly yeah. right. Build Who the hell wants to go there? Right.
It's just such an emotional argument for people. It's difficult when you're talking to people about it to get your point across that this is going to involve the police state. If you want
right.
to get all the illegal immigrants out here, well, welcome to the police state. Welcome to building a wall that'll keep people out in just as much as it'll keep people
Which
out.
Actually, it won't really keep anybody right. out, because they're pretty simple to get through. From.
Right, and where are the conspiracy theorists on this one? I mean, it's obvious what'll happen. You build that wall, as you say, it'll keep us out, or it'll keep us in as much as it keeps the immigrants out, which, by the way, we've seen evidence that it doesn't keep the immigrants out very effectively, right. the wall, even though it'll cost billions of dollars.
I recommend watching Penn & Teller's BS from this season on the immigration issue. Excellent episode. But so nonetheless, it won't keep people out. What will keep them out is a constant police state crackdown to where America becomes less free than its surrounding countries, to where the Mexicans in Mexico will look at what's going on in America and say, you know what, we've got it better here.
Yeah.
And they'll stay where they are.
And because, at that point, we're going to want to leave.
Yeah, exactly. At that point, we'll want to leave, but the welfare state and the walls will be keeping us in because they're already making it so that Americans have to show passports in order to leave the country, actually to rejoin the yeah. to get back in.
But it's only enough time until it's you want to leave as well.
Right.
No, you need a passport to leave the country as well.
Okay,
like,
I guess you're right.
You
go to Canada?
Canada without a passport anymore, and you used to
by,
be able to.
By air. You can
by
still
air.
Drive.
You can still drive, but until only
until
2009, right?
No, January of 2008
yeah.
is when you're going to need a passport to leave and enter this country from Canada and Mexico. So the police state is already cracking down upon us. And I don't know about you, but when I think of roving checkpoints, when I think of all of these police state tactics like raiding business businesses over immigrants, when I think about business owners having to check each potential employee with the federal government with some sort of a no work list, I mean, this is insanity. This is not a free. This is not free at all. What they're proposing to do. This isn't even close to a free country. I don't want to live in a place like that.
No.
That scares me. What about you? Let's go to the phones and talk to Bill in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Bill.
How's it doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just think you guys are going around, and the problem of it is that we're not forcing them to assimilate to our culture.
Why should
we
force anyone to do anything, sir? That doesn't sound very liberty-oriented to me.
Well, you've got to understand something. If you bring them here and they don't understand our Constitution, if they're not educated in the ways of a democratic republic, if they don't understand anything but tyranny, they don't know what we're losing.
I have a question for you, sir.
Sure, certainly.
Do you think that most Americans today understand our Constitution?
No, and that's the problem. That we're being allowed, it's being allowed to be taken from us. I understand what you're saying. But you guys are coming at it from a this great big philosophical direction. You're looking at what the way it should be, and I understand. I would love to have people come here as long as they understand what they're coming to.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are here that live here already need to understand what it is they have, or actually what I'm saying is what they've lost already.
Now, look, I understand where you're coming from, Bill, in that that you would like them to understand the Constitution, but who's going to teach them the Constitution? The U.S. government? Are you serious?
That's who teaches us about
the Constitution.
We're talking about getting a large group of people here. They're being used by big corporations, by whoever it may be, to take our freedoms. Of course, we're going to complain about it, and that's what you're hearing from a lot of people. We don't like what's happening. We don't like what we see coming across the border, not because of the people. They're humans just like us.
Exactly.
We love our brothers. But at the same time, we're being overrun for a reason. Everything's done for a reason.
Yeah, the reason those people are coming here is to make a better life for themselves.
I know why they're coming here, but I know why they're being brought here as well. I mean, you got to understand, just because they want to be here, I know what they see. I know what they're coming for. The problem is, there's also people that want them to come here, and they have ulterior motives as well.
That's fine. There are always going to be those people that have those ulterior motives. That's why we need to get rid of the size. That's why we need to drastically slash the size of government so those people with those ulterior motives won't be able to have any effect on our lives anymore. You know what? If there weren't any government, any more federal government, then would any of this be an issue?
Well, and we're not even arguing about that. I mean, basically what it is a lot of this we agree on.
Right.
I think a lot of the people out there agree on it. But what they're getting at is that these people are being brought here for a reason, and there needs to be a fix to it now. These people, if they're coming to America...
And you're looking to the government for that fix, is that right?
They need to be Americans. Well, we are supposed to be the government, sir.
Doesn't work that way. You know as well as I do that it doesn't work that way. There's a certain elite class of people that manages to get to be the government for the most part, not us.
That's the defeatist mentality. That's the problem here, is that we're saying...
No, that's a realistic mentality. You're not in the government. I'm not in the government. I don't want to be in the government. Do you?
No, I certainly don't want to be in the government, but at the same time, I need to tell the government where they need to go. I mean, that's our duty. isn't it not, to tell the government?
Well, my duty is to resist tyranny and fight for liberty and freedom. And I will fight against anybody that wants to oppress liberty and freedom. And that is the government. That is the biggest enemy of freedom. It's not some group of immigrants coming across the border. It's the U.S. federal government, your local state governments, and local governments that are the enemies of freedom. They're the ones that we should be concerned with, and they're the ones that we should be fighting against. Yeah. The idea that you can actually get the government to do what you want them to do is again, a fool's errand. Yeah. It's not going to work for you, man. They can't keep drugs out of their own prisons, and you think they're going to be able to keep immigrants out of this country?
They're bringing in whole sections, whole areas of the country are becoming what they left in Mexico, which for them, that's what they know. But what we're saying is that they need to assimilate. They need to deal with us. We are this country.
They do assimilate. The second-generation immigrants, they are fluent in English. They want to learn English. They want to learn about our culture, and they do assimilate. It's been going on for decades.
Lately, have you?
I'm sorry?
You've not been to Southern California lately.
Dude, I lived in Florida for 26 years, man.
I was in Florida, okay? Cool.
Right. So I've been there. I've met the immigrants. I know who they are. I mean, just because I live in New Hampshire,
I don't have a problem with the immigrants. Human beings. That's great.
Right.
But they also need to know what they're coming to. They need to be informed.
All they need to know is that it's more free here than where they are. If somebody, whether it's a Mexican or a Chinese person who has come across the Pacific Ocean to be here, anybody that's going to make that dangerous trek to live in a land that's more free than where they currently are, I have a lot of respect for, and I want somebody like that in my country. I don't want a big government around to tantalize them into getting in control of me. So really, the issue is to get rid of the size of government, and then all of the problems will be solved. Let's work towards that direction. Instead of asking the government for more programs and more services and to keep the immigrants out, because you and I both know it won't be successful.
We agree. In reality, I think a lot of this we all agree upon.
I think
the problem
is
that right now there's got to be certain things done temporarily.
And you're right. That is a problem because you believe the government can do those things temporarily, and you just have not studied government enough. Government fails at everything it tries, and then it uses its failure as an excuse to get bigger and spend more taxpayer dollars. This temporary measure you're talking about is doomed to failure, like everything else government does.
Same time, it's set up for failure. I mean, it's not meant to succeed anyways.
There you go. Why not just throw in the towel and fight against government then in that case? We're out of time. I wish we had more. Thank you for the call. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Toby.
We'll return tomorrow night. Mark should be back at that point. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And Toby, you'll have to tell us about your gun control debate next week. All right. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.